Proclamation number 5946 of 1st of May, 1954. God's care for the least, lowest. How often do people doubt that I take care of the lowest and smallest, that I hold the fate of every human being in my hand, even though he plays a subordinate role on earth, even though he walks along inconspicuously, weak and frail in body and spirit. How often do I hear the words, God should take care of every single one? You humans do not have a proper idea of me if you let these thoughts arise in you. You always apply the same standard as you do to yourselves, where only the great, the mighty, the sublime seem remarkable to you, but the small, the lowly are despised by you until you also find something there which seems valuable to you. You judge according to outward appearance, you judge according to human discretion. But I know how valuable every single soul is. And when I tell you that the human being is the center of the whole of creation, that creation arose for him alone, that every soul had its beginning in me, and that the development of this soul to its former height, to perfection, had prompted me to create the earthly world, because in this world it is offered every opportunity to reach the former height again, then you will also understand that I will lean down to the tiniest creature in order to help it up from the abyss. That nothing is too small for me, because it is my share, because it contains sparks of myself which shall unite again with the fire of eternal love. Moreover, your capacity is indeed limited, but not mine. I know no limitation, neither in my strength and power nor in my love and mercy. I know no limitation of my thoughts and my cognition. I know about everything, I see and hear everything, and the most miserable creature can know itself cared for by me. How much more the human being whose soul I want to possess again, who once voluntarily parted from me. The fact that these souls are in very diverse and very different situations, that very different paths of destiny are marked out for them, was recognized by my unsurpassable wisdom as bringing success for each individual soul, but it will never characterize the degree of my love for those souls, which is why the thought is erroneous that they are too small for me to be considered by my love and care. Which is why the grace of prayer is also available to every human being, which establishes the connection between even the most miserable person and me, and also ensures that his requests will be granted. Every person can and should establish this connection with me, because then the soul, regardless of its external form, its earthly low and wretched situation in life, will develop upwards and also be able to reach its aim far sooner. The former perfection. Then a person who is great and exalted in the world and does not establish the connection with me because he lacks faith in the meaning and purpose of earthly life and his associated earthly task. I truly know what serves the soul best, and I do not let a single soul out of my sight. I truly guide and direct them correctly so that every soul can reach its aim if only it is its will. And this will remains free and is not dependent on the individual person's situation in life. But all my creatures experience my love and grace without distinction. And I also remember the tiniest creature so that it may find the path to ascent. Amen.